FBI Director Robert Mueller faces a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing today on why the Bureau didn't anticipate the September 11th attacks. Also testifying is Colleen Rowley, the Minnesota agent whose memo accused FBI officials of mishandling the investigation of terrorism suspect Zakaria Moussaoui. Amid the criticism, Attorney General John Ashcroft last week announced changes to domestic investigation and surveillance guidelines that have been in place for more than 20 years. The new guidelines make it easier for the FBI to collect information from public gatherings and the Internet. Critics are concerned the guidelines will erode constitutional freedoms, but do little to help prevent terrorist attacks. NPR's Greg Allam reports.
26 years ago, John Hotez helped write the guidelines that for the first time laid out some basic standards for FBI agents, governing the way they conduct domestic investigations and surveillance.
Who should you be looking at? And when? Under what circumstances? What kind of techniques are you going to use? It's enormously complicated issues. And where you balance it off obviously depends on your perspective of things, how you view privacy rights, and how you view threats to your own security.
It was the mid-1970s. Investigations led by Senate Intelligence Committee Chairman Frank Church and others chronicled how under former Director J. Edgar Hoover, the FBI had abused its authority. Throughout the 50s and the 60s, the Bureau had collected information on suspected spies and hate groups, but also on the anti-war movement and on civil rights leaders, including Martin Luther King Jr. Hotez is proud of the work he and others did in writing the guidelines under the direction of President Ford's Attorney General Edward Leavy. But Hotez says times have changed. He says Attorney General Ashcroft is correctly recalculating the balance between civil liberties and national security.
How effective do you want the government to be? When we all feel secure, we sort of wish kind of the cop and the bee to kind of get out of our face. But when we're a little uneasy, as we have every reason to be now, we really want him there.
Under the revised guidelines, FBI agents now are free to surf the Internet and sift through databases to look for information that suggests possible terrorist activity. FBI agents now can also freely attend public events, including political meetings and religious services. Under the old guidelines, those activities were only allowed as part of active investigations. Attorney General Ashcroft says the new guidelines recognize that the FBI can no longer wait for leads to come in, but must be proactive in detecting and preventing terrorist attacks. Buck Revell is a former deputy director of the FBI. He says he began pushing for a revision of the guidelines in the mid-1980s when it became clear that the domestic security threat to the U.S. was changing.
We have had the spawning of a large number of groups espousing violence in the United States, whether they be on the extreme right amongst the militia-type organizations or of the religious extremists, and some of those have been the Christian Identity Movement and obviously the Islamic extremists, they should realize there is no sanctuary under American law for them to carry out this type of conduct.
Jerry Berman is with the Center for Democracy and Technology, but 25 years ago, he also helped write the guidelines when he was an attorney with the ACLU. Unlike Hotez and Revell, Berman sees no reason to change them. Although the Attorney General says they will apply mostly to terrorism surveillance, Berman says the guidelines have been rewritten for all domestic investigations. He says allowing the FBI to freely monitor Internet chat rooms and attend public meetings will chill political speech and make people wary of using the Internet.
At worst, they become intimidation techniques. Is the FBI going to be standing around like they used to do, taking notes in church, taking notes at political rallies?
Berman is concerned that the new guidelines will be used to justify the monitoring not just of potential terrorists, but also others, pro-Palestinian groups, for example, or people opposed to a military campaign against Iraq. He says the old guidelines were working just fine.
I believe that the first reason they're changing the guidelines is, again, to change the subject from a bureaucratic and intelligence disaster and say, you know, part of the problem was the guidelines.
It's not just civil libertarians who've expressed concern. The chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, Republican Congressman James Sensenbrenner, said over the weekend on CNN that his committee is planning hearings to ask FBI Director Mueller why, after 25 years, the rules on domestic spying should be changed.
I get very, very queasy when federal law enforcement is effectively saying going back to the bad old days when the FBI was spying on people like Martin Luther King. The Levy guidelines of 1976 were designed to prevent that from happening again, and nobody has told me that adherence to the Levy guidelines is what caused 9/11.
The guidelines and the FBI's reorganization are expected to be some of the topics addressed when Mueller testifies before the Senate Judiciary Committee today. Greg Allen, NPR News, Washington.